Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. Fuck, you can really hear that. Sorry, guys. Liquor license is how we start. Brandon taking a piss. Very yellowy fucking vitamin-y piss. Well, I took vitamins, but I don't think that's why it's yellow. I just think I'm dehydrated. My body's gonna fucking pickleize itself soon. Is it even a word? Pickleize? Man, hold up, G's. Oh, G's, triple OG's. First time ever doing the podcast with Luke in the house. What up, Zoop? It's kind of weird. Because I'm just like walking around and talking to myself basically, and Big Zook is here. It's very odd. The first one I'll do, I'll stand outside. So what I'll do is I'll get into the golf tournament that was this week. I'm sorry, I'm not feeling well, guys, but I wanted to get this done. I don't know what the fuck's going on. He has a cold, I got a cold. We all got colds, you know what I'm saying? I have a golf tournament every year for the old job that I worked for Scott, that all the bowling centers go to, all the partners go to. And, hang on, let me shut this door so I don't annoy people. That's fucked. Wonderful. Why is this fucking thing so... Do we ever have a fucking apartment with a nice screen door? Jesus Christ. So, normally you cough away from the mic, I cough directly into it. So this fucking golf tournament, it's like a fucking hour out. So it's George, myself, and fucking Seth. Hey man, chicken titties. That's Seth. This guy, I don't know if he got blazed on the way over or what he did, but all the shit he was talking about, I couldn't stop laughing on the way there. It was fucking hilarious. The dude was like, everything he said was making me laugh. He's like, man, I don't know. I don't really like dig at homosexuals. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't get it. Like, I've never seen a dick and like, you know, thought I should suck it. I'm like, okay. He's like, I don't know, man. Like, that ain't my thing. You know? Man. And I said, well, I mean, you don't like gay people? I mean, I don't know. Like, they do their own thing, man. I do my own thing. I don't like dicks. And I start telling about having a chick with a hot shit in the chamber, like I talked about last time. And he goes, man, I don't fuck with shit, dog. That's some German type shit. I'm seriously not making his voice up. Like, he does talk like this. He has like an iced tea kind of delivery, like iced tea and or Mike Tyson-ish kind of way he speaks. And he's like, man, I don't know, man, I ain't trying to do that, dude. I'm like, okay. And I see George is driving, so he's laughing. I'm in the back seat, but I'm like trying to instigate shit just to get Seth going. It's like fucking 10 a.m. I hadn't had any drinks, but I'm telling you, I guarantee Sesh was fucking ripped.
Dude, me too.
But I, the shit that I was asking, you know, he'd just go off on. Like, oh, I forgot this part. The first fucking 25 minutes of the drive, we had to shut up because he was, like, talking to some business partner. And he just kept saying, yeah, nigga, yeah, do that shit, nigga. Do that shit, nigga. Hey, yeah. Maybe we buy, like, a motherfucking Menchie's. We buy a couple Menchie's. We put them out there, man. There's no Menchie's out there. There ain't even no Menchie's, man. You got to, we don't, hey, maybe we own one. Maybe we own 10. Motherfucker, like, 10 years, we own fucking 10. And, like, we just had to, like, listen. I don't know the other side of, like, the conversation, but this is what he's saying in the car. As you're driving, no music on, just being quiet for 25 minutes. you must be talking to some kind of business guy. And he starts like, now he goes into how you can't fuck a chick when you gotta take a shit. Which, okay, that's pretty self-evident. Like, obviously, like, you don't want to do that. But he goes, man, how the fuck are you gonna be fucking a bitch when you're prairie dogging out your ass? You can't be prairie dogging while you're fucking. And he starts like giggling. Now, okay, if you guys don't know Sesh, his name is Seth. We call him Sesh because of his lisp. He's like a 38-year-old dude, Puerto Rican guy. We know him from the bowling alley. Long-ass ponytail. He's the one that got bit by Mike's dog, which he just realized the other day that was Mike. He's like, I don't know, motherfucker. He's like, I don't know, that was Mike. Like, I didn't know he had fucking teeth. When I saw him, he had no motherfucking teeth. And,
keep the teeth.
Sorry. I had to be quiet. I'm outside. Holy fuck. So, He keeps going on with stories about how he doesn't like gay people, how he's like, y'all motherfuckers know, like, when I shit my pants, I gotta go home and take a shower. And I start laughing, because, I mean, obviously, I've been in this situation before. You know, I've shit my pants, you know, too many times as an adult. Like, you know, more than one can count on their hand is too many times as an adult to shit your pants, you know. Now, if I'm adding my hands and my toes into the equation, it kind of sucks. Like, what the fuck am I doing? So we talked about it, and I'm laughing. I'm like, yeah, man, that's like a shark, dude. Like, when, you know, you got a little fart, and then, you know, you get a little wet. He's like, yeah, man. I shouted, man. I had to go home, take a shower. So we're, you know, we're laughing about it. Get to the tournament. Listen up.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up. And, now, it's a shotgun start. Scramble, okay? So anybody who doesn't know what that is, I'm glad this isn't LGR, because I'd have to try to explain to Luke. He wouldn't fucking get it. We'd get into an argument about it. So basically, everybody starts on a different hole. That way, you know, because we, like, rent out the fucking golf course. It's a really nice golf course. Like, we just wanted to golf it. It's like, I want to say 120 a person just to golf this place. It's fucking beautiful. Like, just the nice views. Well kept, obviously. I mean, it's worth the money. They give us like a bag lunch, and we show up like 2 minutes before we gotta go. Now, this is 2 years in a row where fucking Sesh is like late. All right, even though he was with us. Like, we get out of the car, we load everything up. This motherfucker, he's gotta go take a shit. So we're like waiting. Like, last year, it was me and him and I in the cart, and he was like, seriously, as they like, said, okay, you guys are good to go, he like pulled up. So everybody had to wait for him last year. This year, same thing, because we're the first fucking group to go. We're the first group to like pull out. Now, in front of us, I'm sorry, we're the second group. Not like you guys are going to fucking judge me for it, but either way. By the way, there's like a dude who drives you out. I like dude. And now, the clubhouse is on 10 and 1. All right, holes 10, hole 1. You know, you go to the right to go to hole number 10. You go to the left to go to hole number 1. We're number fucking 16. So we got to drive the entire fucking back 9 to get to where we're actually going to start. So, like, we're driving, and, like, I mean, the fucking golf cart ride is, like, 25 minutes long. Like, I mean, it's a pain. Like, we, you know, we got to go 10, 11, 12, 13, you know, to get all the way to, and it's a long-ass course, too. It's not like some bullshit course. Like, it's a, they got, you know, a couple holes that are like 550 yards. I mean, it's like crazy. It's crazy long, unlike my penis. And I'm just like, I wore these new shorts I got when I went to go see my parents. And they're, I got them like a size smaller, you know, since I lost weight. Like, I've been trying to buy, like, not tighter clothes, but like better fitting clothes. So I got them a size small, and I haven't really worn them, so they're not, like, broken in. So I'm sort of like, like, my guts are just kind of like, I didn't shit that day yet. But we're driving. George is driving. I'm in the passenger seat. Sesh is behind us. Behind them are everybody else. So I'm like, ugh. You know, we already ate our sandwiches. We got the bag there. What a dumb fucking thing right there. Why did I have to tell you that? But, well, the reason why is because it was a delicious sandwich, by the way. By the way, it was, I had turkey, I think he had roast beef, but it was fucking good, man. No, it was ham. There you go. So, you really need to know that and gave a fuck. So we're driving, and I'm like, oh, I got a fucking fart, man. And I'm like, you know, trying to make a joke out of it. You know, like, hey, dudes, like, we're goofing around, like, I'm going to fart. And I fucking fart, and I'm like, oh, fuck, that bubbled. I felt a bubble, and I, like, have to, I raise my ass off the seat. Because I'm like, fuck, what do we do? Like, we're, like, in a caravan of golf carts. Like, we can't stop. You know, there isn't a bathroom on every hole. There's one, there's, like, three bathrooms and 18 holes. And I'm like, god damn it. I'm like, fuck. And, like, I'm clenching up my ass cheeks, and I'm like, fuck. So, like, I'm like, if you guys can picture, I'm, like, perched up on the fucking thing so I don't sit out. If I sit, it's going to fucking smear all my underwear and my fucking shorts. I'm like, God, this fucking sucks. And George is laughing his fucking balls off. He thinks it's the funniest thing because we just talked about it. We just talked about the car. And now it actually happened to me. Do I sound really nasally, like Humpty Hump? Oh, Samoans. And so I reach in the bag and I grab a napkin and I go to wipe my ass. Now, this is all, like I said, this is all why people are behind us and in front of us and we're on the way to the hole that we're going to start. And, like, I wipe it. And, like, I can't describe the napkin that came out. It looked like baby food, baby shit. It wasn't normal. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I wanted to gag. George is fucking gagging on the side of the thing. He's laughing his ass off, but he can't stop driving. You know? And I'm trying to do all this. You know? I'm like, fuck, man. Give me another napkin. He's like, I don't got one. I'm like, god damn it. So I dig through his bag. I throw the shitty. No, I can't. Here's the thing. I can't throw the shitty napkin, like, out. Someone will see it. All right? We're about by hole 13, 14. We have, like, 2-3 more holes to get to before, like, it's our turn. I'm like, okay. In my head, I'm like, when I get to our hole, I'll just go over in the bush. I'll clean my fucking shit up. Wrong. Because we get to our fucking hole, and there's another group behind us that are also starting on 16. So I'm like, okay, hang on. And I go over to, like, the bush, and I take the fucking other napkin. And, like, I wipe up some more, and I just leave it, and I walk out, and they start laughing their fucking asses off because I got a huge stain in the back of my shorts. I'm like, motherfucker, I can't do this. I can't have a fucking, like, I can't golf the whole day with a shit stain on my shorts and then have to go to, like, afterwards, like, this meeting, and my boss is going to be there. I'm like, this is fucked. So that hole actually has a bathroom on it. So I said, all right, guys, you guys are going to golf this hole. I'm out. I'm going to go use the bathroom. And the guys behind us are, like, watching, like, what the fuck is going on here? You know, I'm driving the cart with, like, my ass cheeks sticking up. Get in this fucking bathroom. You know, this fucking place is in the middle of the desert. So it's not like it is high quality, but everything at this place is, like, energy efficient. So all the bathrooms and everything are, like, natural light. It's all, like, natural lighting. It's all water-free fucking pissers. I'm like, great. So I can't see anything, so I just strip down. I'm trying to lock the door. I can't. There's not a lock on the fucking bathroom door. So I take I take shorts off, underwear off. So I'm just standing in the middle of the bathroom fucking butt naked. I start going to, like, wipe myself. I'm like, okay, this ain't as bad. Like, I got most of it on those first two attempts. I know this is gross, guys, but hey, it's entertaining, you know? So, you see that bugs? Got a lot of bugs. So, I clean out my underwear, and they weren't that bad. Like I said, like, I was really expecting, like, a fucking log to be in there or something. But, like, it wasn't, like, it was just, like, a, like, sort of, like, wet. So it wasn't, like, bad. So then I try to shit. You know, I'm like, okay, I don't want to do this the whole fucking day. So I try to shit, and, like, just not happen. I'm like, fuck. Clean off my shorts. And then I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, they'll dry. So, like, they're just soaking wet. Like, I'm, like, wringing them out in the sink. Go back, and George and Seth are just finishing the hole. So George jumps on the cart, and he's like, you all right, dude? I'm like, yeah, man, I guess. And then, you know, for the next, like, couple holes, I just feel, like, gurgly and shit. I just feel like, oof. But I never, here's the thing. I'm talking, this was probably noon until 10 o'clock that night. I never had a shit, just whatever that, like, wet stuff was. You know, that's probably just from years of alcoholism or whatnot, what have you. But I, oh, man, it was just uncomfortable. I'm like, man, what the fuck, dude? Now my underwear all wet. Good thing is, you know, I have Under Armour. And then the shorts I had were like that, quick dry kind of shit. The dry fit. So they actually dried pretty quick. There's no stain. But, I mean, it's still fucking gross. And, so during this round of golf, Seth and George decide to get completely fucking hammered. Now, this is me saying this, okay? I had, you know, just probably as many beers as they did. But, you know, I'm obviously you're listening to the liquor license here, gentlemen, so you know that, and lady, that Brendan can maintain his liquor. Maybe not in a good way, but I do. And they want to start shotgunning beers. This is about hole 12, I want to say. And we got, you know, six left. And I'm like, all right. No, mind you, we stopped on the way. We stopped on the way at this place called World of Beers. It's inside of an Albertsons. It's fucking awesome. We get a 12-pack and a couple tall boys just for the course. Now, the whole time on the course, they got somebody coming around, and it's all paid for. Like, they already went out and bought the beer, and you can just take as many as you want, which I forgot about because I'm a retard. So we already have, you know, four beers each, plus a tall boy each. Then the guy comes around a couple times, so we're grabbing beers off him. So now we're like, okay, how many beers, you know, we got left? They're like, okay, well, we'll shotgun on, you know, every time we get a par or some kind of, I don't know what the fuck rationale we had. And so they start slamming. And the way we're shotgun, if you guys don't know what shotgun is, fucking poke a hole in a can and then tip it on the side and drink it quicker. So it's like you slam an entire can of beer. And on that token, give me a second. All right. So, they're slamming, you know, we're, not just, I mean, I'm doing it too. But the whole time, I'm like, guys, you gotta fucking, you gotta calm down. Like, I can't have, like, this kind of bullshit happen when we go to the meeting. And they're like, okay, fine. Yeah, we'll be calm, Brandon. You want to shock them on me? Yeah, you know. Of course, I'm fucking pussy peer pressure guy. And we get to the second last hole. Cart lady pulls up. Hey, you guys want beers before, you know, we turn everything in? We're like, okay. She's like, why you got... She looked at George and she's like, why are you all wet? He's like, oh, we've been shocking a beer. She's like, what's that? Now we start explaining it to her. She goes, oh, I've never seen that. So she's like, well, here, do one and I'll take a picture. I'm like, okay. I go, George, fucking, you got to turn, though. I don't want, though. You got to turn, though. Because I don't want our pin shirts, because we both were wearing pin shirts to the event. I didn't want to, like, me shotgun fucking beer and, like, have it somewhere with a fucking Pins logo. Like, I know, who's going to see it? I know it sounds stupid, but I get like that. So, we do it. She takes a picture, sends it to us. That'll probably be episode picture. If you haven't already seen it on my Instagram, you can see, you know, this and that. So we finally get back, and I'm like, Seth almost fucking takes one. Like, he's in front of us driving the golf cart, and he's all over the fucking place. He's up on the curb and shit. I thought he was going to fucking die. I thought the golf cart was going to fucking flip. Doesn't, luckily. And I'm like, I just stop you. Both of you. I'll drive. I don't want any kind of bullshit. I don't want to get in trouble. I got to go see my boss in like fucking 10 minutes. And you guys are fucked. And they're like, okay. All right. They're both like trying to calm me down. I'm like, all right. Get back there to the clubhouse where the meeting is going to be and dinner. But before is a cocktail hour. I'm like, guys. And now, mind you this. At the cocktail hour, all of our partners, Seth being one of them, have to present to all the other bowling centers. Okay? And he's fucking shit-faced loaded. So I got to go get all of his stuff out of George's car. And I set it all up for him. And he has like a booth. So for like an hour, him hammered okay, has to, like, talk to potential customers, clients, have you. I'm like, oh, this is so fucked. Like, I don't even care about him, you know. And then George, like, this is, like, his first event where he can, like, you know, he was there as, like, a, I don't know, like, part, you know. He was, like, representing Pens. And our boss fucking runs this thing. And I'm like, dude, you gotta fucking chill out. You know, stay away from the booze. And this is me saying it, too, by the way. By the way. And so we go in, right to the bar, of course. Who's there? Jew Tits. Now, Jew Tits is circa, I'm going to say 2012, 2011. This is, like, when Luke and I lived in our old apartment before we even started the podcast. This is the one. This might have been the first Angel, but I would ask him. Hang on. And I gotta fucking blow my nose. It's terrible. Yo, Zoo. Do you consider, is Jew Tits an angel, or was she just, like, before that?
I don't know.
Because she's not like a pig or anything. I'm just saying. I didn't know if she's, like.
Why do they have to be pigs, man?
No, that's true. They're not. No, but, like, did you have the angels back then?
I don't know.
All right.
You got to make that call.
I don't think she was an angel.
You make the executive decision.
All right. I don't think she was an angel. I think it started after that. Good talking to you, bud. Put a shirt on. Just kidding. I got to be out here on the patio now, so I don't feel weird walking around the apartment talking on this stupid fucking podcast while he's in there. God, this is weird. So Jew Tits is there. Now she's got to be 26. 25, 26. That ballpark. When Luke was in the honor, she was 18. Jesus Christ. So she can't be. She's got to be like, whatever. Who gives a fuck about age here? But when Luke was nailing her, she was 18. And this is like, when they'd be like, we had a one-bedroom apartment, and he lived in, like, the fucking dining room. They'd be, like, all over each other and shit, and I would just have to, like, oh, hey, guys. All right. But see, I worked with her for years. I worked with her for a couple years. Before that, she was, like, a junior bowler. And her dad bowled. I know, like, their whole family. Always a very, very pretty girl. She's a little chubby growing up. But then all of a sudden, yeah, when she hit, like, 17, 18, like, she got taller and, like, that, hence the name Jew Tits. She has really nice cans on her. And then Luke starts telling me about how she has this great ass. He's like, you couldn't even believe it, like, when she took her pants off. It was, like, heart-shaped and, like, perfect. I'm like, oh, my God. But at the same time, I'm like, all right. If you guys don't know, Luke, he doesn't, he's a tough guy when it comes to, like, women. And relationships. This one, I think he actually really liked. Jew Tits is like, she's fun. All right, she's pretty. Like, she's like gorgeous. Like her face. But she's down to earth. And cool, like gets his kind of stuff. And I bet he'd admit to this too. That that was like the one kind of, you know, for the time being. Not the forever, but maybe you never know, you know. It's like, anybody who knows me, it's sort of how I felt about, like, you know, Shauna, not to bring up, you know,
bitch,
but, like, yeah, you know, I was like, okay, like, I could be with this chick for a while. I think he kind of had that same thing, because pretty, he was cute. How many more adjectives can I add to that? But she was hot, but she was, like I said, there's something about her that's, like, very, like, endearing. You're like, oh, okay, this person, like, is, they're cool, they get, like, stuff, like, movie references, but also is, like, a very sweet person. I don't know if that describes her at all, but I'm telling you, that's what I thought. And all right, so I start talking to her, and I'm like, let's get a drink. She's like, okay. Now, I've never had a drink with her as an adult, you know. I know when she was fucking 18. Fucking A. 18. Oh. So, but I know, I see her Instagram and everything, and I know that she goes out and has some beverages, and she likes to party and stuff. So I know she'll want a drink. She's like, yeah, definitely, because she's been there all day. She didn't golf. She just came for the meeting side of it. and has been helping out my boss, Scott. So, you know, we start having a drink, like, I don't know, 45 minutes go by and get another one, get a shot. And I'm trying to see if George and Seth, I don't know where the fuck they are, to be honest with you. Seth isn't at his booth. There's shit set up, but he's not there. I'm like, okay, I don't fucking care. And then George, I look over, he's like sitting at a table, like six down from myself and Jew Tits. And I'm like, George, what are you, the fucking outcast in high school? Come sit with us. So he comes over. Then now people start coming over, and I could see that Jamie actually really wanted to talk to me. I said, well, Jamie, let's, I give her like a sign. We go in. Again, this is when we did a shot. Got another beer. I'm like, well, hey, this free hour is about to end, so we might as well take advantage of it. She's like, oh, definitely. So now we go in, and we got to start selling tickets. Well, she volunteered to sell tickets. I helped her out. And the whole thing was, if you got like one arm's length, you know, so she'd be like, okay, well, if I'll get one of my arms here, and she put her arm out, it's $5, but if you go the whole way, it's $10. Like from, you know, finger, right, like right index finger to left index finger. And when she would do it, you know, her tits would pop out. So every fucking sleazy guy would buy $10 worth because they wanted to see her do that. They're like, wait, do it. Wait, how long is it? And they'd make her do it again. I'm like, look, I was like pissed, but like, I even asked her, I'm like, do you get what they're, she goes, yes. I'm like, okay, as long as you're okay with it, then fine. But you know what they're, what they're doing here. She's like, yeah, I know, but hey, we're selling more tickets, aren't we? I'm like, yeah, all right. So she knows what she has and uses it. So, you know, and the whole time we're talking, and like one time she like touched my leg, and she was like, hey, it's really good to see you. I'm like, yeah, you too, you know, all right. And like, I'm like, let's go sell some more tickets. Come back, and now it's dinner, so we all sit together. She sits next to me. The whole time is like, not, I don't know how to put it. Like, Scott and Luke are going to be like, oh, fucking, what, would you suck in your dick? No. Like, but I, you catch a vibe sometimes, you know? And a couple times she, like, would, like, laugh and, like, put her hand on my leg. Not, like, on my dick, but, like, on my leg, you know, like, oh, okay, that's not normal for a friend to do, but okay. I mean, it is, like, if you're, you know, myself and my group of homosexual friends that I have, but, so I, all right. So it's like, oh, they're going to do this thing. And I'm like, all right. I'm like, hey, you want to go out there? And like, I swear to you, like, she wanted me to kiss her? I don't know. She was like very close. And like, she started like holding my arm. And I'm like, no, I can't do this. No, mind you, I would love to be with Jew Tits because, like I said, she's in the same shit I am. She loves bowling, you know? And, I mean, it's what a rarity it is for someone to be into bowling, be a good bowler, and also, like, a pretty chick. That doesn't happen much. Sorry. If I have, you know, one of you out there that is, I apologize. But, you know, normally it's, like, a guy who gets a girl into bowling, you know? And then they start wearing, like, the same shit, like, the same stupid fucking uniforms, like, pin pills, hey, look at us, you know? Fuck you with your stupid team names. You know, up your alley, haha. Nothing but, I can't believe it's not gutter. And they have like, it's like a blue shirt with black sleeves. Pussies. Sorry. So, I'm now in my head, I'm like, do I want to like try something with her? And then all this guilt came over me. And I'm like, oh man. Like, this is a chick that Luke like really liked. Any other angel, I could have fucked. He wouldn't have given a shit about. Like, the handful right now, like, if she was here and he wasn't, if I nailed her, I bet he'd be happy. It'd be a way for him to, like, get rid of her. But Jamie, I just saw something different with her. In him, for that matter. So I'm like, I'm not going to do that, dude. That's fucked up. Like, you know, most of the time I wouldn't care. But this one, I was like, fuck. All right. It's like if he nailed Shauna, I'd be fucking, like, depressed. I'd be like, that fucking sucks, man. You know, I mean, it's not that great of a lay, but like, just the fact like pisses me off. So we go in, and now it, you know, it's wrapping up, and she's like, "Hey, are you going back to L.A.?" And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, we're heading back to the Valley." And she's like, "Well, it's my mom's birthday tomorrow." She's like, "You know, but I don't want to stay with them." I'm like, "Well, do you want to stay over?" She's like, well, could I? And she's like, well, that might be weird with the whole Luke thing. And I'm like, yeah, that would be weird. Like, I'm trying to make excuses here, like, not to have her come over. And then walk her out to her car. And we do, like, a hug. And, like, I told her there's, like, and this time I'm hammered. Okay? So maybe my judgment's off. Maybe she doesn't give a fuck about me. Maybe she didn't want to get nailed by the king. I don't know. But, so yeah, it could be, this entire last 5 minutes could be totally bullshit, but I wish Georgie was here to fucking tell me, because he, the whole way home, him and Seth's like, yo, man, you shouldn't nail that chick, dog. Shouldn't nail that chick. George's like, yeah, bro, should've. That's my George. I'm working on my George. Yeah. Do it, doggy. Yeah. That's a good George, by the way. Sorry, George, for listening. Text me. Tell me if that's a good version of you or not. Oh, you should fuck that chick, man. Yeah. I should do the rest of the podcast with George. Yeah, man. You know, I fucked a dog before. Sorry. I'm just kidding. That's old news. So, they're giving me shit. I'm just like, you know what? Whatever. And now I start texting her. You know, hey, it was good to see you and stuff. And yeah, she's texting back. And I'm like, did you feel something weird there? Or was that me? She's like, no, I definitely did. I'm like, what the fuck? God damn it. And I'm like, all right. I'm like, okay, well, you know, get home. She had to drive to San Diego. These bugs are killing me, dog. These bugs are fucked. She had to drive back to San Diego. And, you know, it's like fucking 2 hours away from where we were. So, you know, she's texting me the whole time, but I'm just like trying to be vague. As that's going on, as the text is going on, they get on 93.5, I referenced last time, K-Day, which is all old school hip hop. And Seth decides, he has like albums. He has like rock albums and rap albums that he has like produced and sang on. And one time, I think Scott and I listened to it, and we're like, this actually ain't bad. Like, it's pretty good. It's, like, decent stuff. So he decides to start freestyle rapping. So he freestyle raps the entire ride home. This is, like, an hour and 5 minutes. Every song that came on, he, like, hit the beat and, like, just made up raps. Unless, you know, they were in his head or something. But he just fucking wouldn't stop. He wouldn't stop rapping. It so much, like, George kept turning the music up, like, yeah, man, like, George is into it. Yeah, man, yeah, good freestyle rap. That's my George. I love it. Fucking guy, man, freestyle. I remember when, oh, this is such a douchey story. Ugh, I might have to sit down for this one. I mean, it's not douchey, it's just, you know, stupid shit you do, like, as a, not even adolescent, I was, like, fucking 22. I used to work at the bowling, when I worked at the ice rink, they had, I used to work nights, and my buddies would come in to visit, and we like, would hang out in the office, and I got this whole, I made a whole CD, this is like, Napster days, when you could just download anything, so I got all these, like, instrumental beats, like Gangstar Skills, look that song up, too, that's a fucking good song, rest in peace, Guru. Gangstar Skills, that's a great song to freestyle to. It's just like a real simple beat, but it's still good. And, you know, whatever, some Tupac shit, some Outkast, whatever, and it was all instrumentals. And we'd put the CD in the fucking computer and play it through the computer speakers. And then we'd freestyle battle against each other. Myself, T-Lish, and Logan. Wait, I know it sounds super fucking gay because we're three nerdy white guys doing this, but you know, sometimes we come up with some clever lyrics, most times not, but you know, it was fun to try it. So I try to do it again on the car ride home with Seth, and I guess I lost my skills, let's just say that. Cyclical, back to Gangstar Skills. I can't do it anymore, and that sucks, because the whole day today I've been thinking about doing this. Somebody give me the Ghostbusters, because Seth gave me a beat. Like, I have a beat now. And I'm trying to, like, write out the lyrics. And I'm like, I don't even know how the fuck. I'm going to sound so fucking stupid. Like, should I use, like, a voice? Or should I just use, like, my own voice? I don't know. I hope it's not dumb, you know? And I want to, like, add all these, like, sound effects in the background, like some Ghostbuster fucking sound effects. 34 minutes. Holy fuck, where'd this fucking podcast go? So that was the golf tournament, guys. Get home. Like I said, George was shit-faced, but he could still drive. He didn't have any liquor in him. Liquor in him would be a different story. So we go. Oh, fucking Seth's car was here at my house. And he lives right next to the bowling alley. We're like, oh, let's just go to the bowling alley. He says, no, I want to get my car. So he gets his car and he bounces. And George is like, oh, I want to go to the bowling alley. And I'm like, we just had the whole day off from the bowling alley. Do we really have to go there? Well, I'm like, okay, fuck it. By this time, I'm like, yeah. We go, we get a couple beers. He's bowling. And because there's always hot chicks there. You know, it's a Wednesday night. There's like, you know, some choice women. As my man, Quinn of the Montana Quins would say, choice. They, but he, you know, we're just getting drunker and drunker. I'm like, let's just go. You know, let's just get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, I got beers at the house. Like, let's just hang out. Like, I don't want, you know, I don't want him to get in an accident or something. I mean, he wasn't that bad off, but still. Sorry, George, for listening. Well, you know, I listen. Man, that was me. No, wait, this is me. Well, you know, whatever, this and that. This is my George. Well, you know, well, this and that. See the difference? Difference in cadence there. Sorry, George. All right. So he's my protege. He's my protege. Like he wears like a lot of Prada shit, and he wears like a J. It's so fucking stupid. That's so dumb. All right. So we're walking. There's no fucking parking at this place. I know Luke and I bitch about it all the time. We bitched about it when we didn't even live here. So I don't know. You know, obviously we knew what we were getting into when we signed the lease here, but we park and we gotta walk. And halfway through, he's like, "Dude, I gotta shit." I'm like, "All right, man. Like, well, you can shit in my house. I don't care. Like, not be." He goes, "No, I gotta go like right now." I'm like, "All right." So he goes like in a bush and shits, like outdoor shits. And I was just kind of like standing there, like, "Wow, that's really happening." And he's like, "He doesn't fucking wipe." I'm like, "What the fuck, man?" Like, I thought about it like 2 days later. Yeah, he didn't have anything to like wipe with. Like, was it just like a straight like log? Like, there's no smearing. There's nothing weird going on there. And then I, you know, again, this is in my drunken mind. He did come in, use my bathroom, and probably clean himself up. Yeah. Then decided to watch, because he's never seen any of the Back to the Future movies, so he decided to watch all three of them. And I'm like, fuck this, man, I'm going to sleep. And that's when Big Zook came home. And I guess they talked. He said they talked for like 40 minutes. I don't know. I don't know. You hearing that in the background? The fuck is that? Was there a fucking circus in town? You hear that? Jesus. Weird fucking people, man. Hope they're not listening. Why would they be? Who would be listening to this right now? I mean, it's all about, I shit my pants. I maybe, almost, probably not, could have been one of Luke's old ladies. And then George shitting outside. I mean, it's we're at 40 minutes, dude. That's what I'm talking about? Ugh. What a waste of your time and mine. I apologize, guys. Should have done it earlier. Luke had the fucking Zoom. I wanted to do this morning. I had some more vigor. Vigor. But yeah. Sorry. What else do I get? Do I got anything else? Or should I just fucking end this atrocity? Oh, I saw fucking Henry Hill. Oh, that's that damn. Well, that's boop, boop, boop. Breaking news. Much talked about guy in the podcast, John Pagonis. John P. or Gonis or John Pagonis passed away this past week, which it wasn't easy. You know, like I heard about it early Tuesday, and I got in a mood about it because I was close to the guy. I mean, I worked with him. I used to, you know, after work, I'd hang out with him. He was there like almost every day. And in the past year and a half, 2 years, he got into some fucking bitching match with Dave, the bartender, and Bridget, the bartender. Oh, it was Bridget. What's up? What do you want? You need some babe? You need some babe? And I got a call. Actually, I think Scott Murphy told me Tuesday that he was in the hospital. And I said, fuck. So then about 4 o'clock, I get a call like, hey, John passed away. And the guy's like 58. You know, rest in peace, John, but this episode goes out to you, man. And I teared up. It was bad, you know. And now I got to host a thing for him this Thursday. And I just hope I can get through without crying. I don't want to cry in front of all my bowlers and fucking 150 people who look like a fucking penis. So I should be able to do it. I've done it before for people that I, you know, like my grandparents and stuff, and it was tough. But, you know, I think you just get up there and you just, you do it. But so when all, you know, everybody was, the office was abuzz about it, as Teeth would say. So Henry Hill came into the bowling alley, which he hasn't been in forever. And we're, you know, we're bullshitting about John. And then he asked me, like, hey, how's your new place? And I'm like, oh, it's, you know, it's nice. I'm like, yeah, there's no rats there, huh? And like, give him like a shoulder shrug kind of thing. He's like, I know. He's like, buddy, you know, I'm really sorry. You know, my mother and my brother, they're really impressed that you guys stuck it out. And I'm like, why didn't you just fix the problem, Tony? He's like, well, I don't know, buddy. Like, you know, my brother's been going through some stuff. And I understand. His brother is kind of like, his brother's like fought something like with his kidney, I want to say. Or no, he's got a weird tumor like on his stomach. That's what it is. And they got to go to like some special place in fucking Pasadena. Like the only place in the country that like handles this kind of surgery. So, I you know, I'm a bleeding heart kind of guy, so I feel bad. So I'm not going to give him like the business. And he says, you know, nobody else, you know, they all would have left. But you guys, you stuck with me. And I'm like, yeah. But I hope you, you know, I hope you got a better place now and everything's good. I'm like, yeah, it is, Tony. But in my head, I'm like, motherfucker, man. Like, you know how much more money we're fucking paying now, dude? Because, listen, it was time for us to get out of there. Anyways, but still, I digress. So it was nice to see him and talk to him, and he's not pissed. He didn't ask about the money that we fucking owe him. I mean, I think I owe him like 140. I think Zuko owes him 100. He didn't say shit about it, so, you know, family's grieving, basically, in that case. But I, you know, I didn't want to be a dick to him. Him and John were pretty close. So that was, yeah, it was a weird day. Fucking A. That Tuesday was weird. Fuck me. And besides that, I don't know. You know, this is the lick. Oh, you listen to Liquor License? Then I fall. My beer choice lately has been Coors Light. But today I got Bud Light because it's a fucking awful liquor store around the corner. I'm telling you, this place, it's, our liquor stores are 4-star. This is 1. This is terrible. Like, this place, like, it looks like you're walking in, like, your fucking basement. The only 6-pack they had of cans was Bud Light. So, I'm like, fuck it, I'll get it. There's a big difference, man, between Bud Light and Coors Light and Miller Light. I was on the Miller Light kick for, like, a really long time. And then I've now switched? Is that a word? Switched? I now switch to Coors Light. I think because it's not that there's not a taste, but there's not like a weird aftertaste. So you can just slam them back. Like if you just want to drink because you're drinking that day, Coors Light, someone to go with. You know, if you want to like drink to have taste, you know, then you go with like an IPA or something. You know, an IPA. Really am, telling you guys. So, anyway, so yeah, I've been having the Bud Light. I've been straying away from the booze. I mean, I had that shot at the golf tournament. And then, during the dinner, I had a Jack and Coke. But besides that, I haven't really had any booze. It's just been more, just having a couple beers. I've tried to cut down. I have. You know, not only just because I should. I mean, since the Pagonis thing, since, you know, obviously he died from drinking. Because his liver and kidneys shut down. So that was an eye-opener. I'm like, ooh, boy. Because all he ever used to drink was vodka cranberry. And he'd already come in kind of sloshed, like around 6. And then he'd have about 8-9 vodka cranberries. And if you guys know, at Jerry's, they don't fuck around. Like, they really give you a good pour. It's like, God damn, that's a lot of fucking vodka. And then Mike and Jess saw him one night after they left work. This is when they were together. After they left work, and they saw him at Ralph's, and he had the fucking handle of vodka and a fucking big bottle of cranberry, and that was it, in his fucking shopping cart. So the guy, yeah, he was hitting it hard. So I guess I, you know, started to think about that. But also just, like, monetarily, like, I'm fucked when it comes to money right now. Like, totally fucked. When it comes to money, it's like, where is all my money going? And, you know, Zook brought up a good point, like, oh, if you're spending fucking $20 a day on beer and fucking smokes, like, it's going to happen. Trevor Corey smokes. So, now, what the fuck is my song of the week? I did have one. Oh, yeah, this one goes out to Scott Murphy, buddy. This is When Will I See You Again, my third degree. So, hopefully you catch... Ooh, I don't know if anybody will, but there's something about this song that maybe will make sense to one of my stories. Until then, cheers, have a beer, and stop being faggots. Where the fuck's the off button?
See you again.